fun. No, it's gonna be a great time. All right. I practice every day. Know. Crazy. On today's Don't Mind Me. Well, let's restart that too. Well, let's restart that. Actually, I rarely will do that, but yeah. All right. What's up, everybody? And welcome to episode 177 of the podcast. On today's episode, we have some of the challenge pieces we're going to be bringing to PuffCon. We'll also have these pieces at our Patreon event coming up in November. So if you don't make it to PuffCon, we'll also have, you know, this all set up so you can try it come November as well here in Denver. But I have some of the challenge pieces on the table. We have a more modern gravity bong here, which I will hit for sure. Today, I have a steamroller that holds four of the new Puffco proxies and the old ones too. But in today's episode, we're rocking with all the brand new Puffco proxies. And then we have the quad hookah here with four Peak Pros on it. And this will be the partner challenge piece at our booth, but I have a setup for just myself today, so we're gonna work through all these pieces. It is only four different hits, but I'm going to hit 12 different dabs technically because of all the different Puffco devices, because we have 4 4 4 oh 13. Well, there you go. So 13 dabs, a waste of hash completely. Either way, it'll be fun. We're getting really excited for PuffCon. We're getting geared up. We're getting so close. We're just literally stacking product, waiting for stuff to be delivered for all the different things we're bringing with us, as far as, like, you know, all of our different banners and our booth setup. We're just excited. We've never done an event like this as a team. Last time I did an event like this, I was just me and my wife. So this is really exciting. And I've even told my guys and my wife, I was like, hey, even if we go there and everyone hates us and this doesn't go good, like, it's okay. We're all set up to just go, and no matter how good or bad we do, we get to go and do this for fun. And one time, we'll just enjoy it, even if it's only one time, even if next year we're like, oh, can't do that again because of circumstances, whatever. But either way, everyone's excited. But as you can tell, we're also nervous too, because I'm already priming them for just in case it goes bad. Like, listen, if it goes bad, it's not a big deal. We'll come home, get ready for our Patreon event, go crush that out. But we're nervous because it's a big deal. It's like, I don't know. It's an exciting thing. Got these new little recyclers right here for the proxy. Absolutely shred. Let's get some clouds going on this. Stock setting. So, you could go even hotter too if you wanted. So, as you can see, the new proxy clouds and our new bubbler. Keep calling it a bubbler. It's a recycler, but it's such a little recycler to. It's like, it just feels like the shreddiest little bubbler. But it does a little tornado. Wow. Oh my god. Holy shit. I really like these two because of the Maria foot. It's like a solid piece of glass on the bottom, making it super stable and heavy right there. And the aesthetic of it. The way it feels in the hand. Like, feels like a Sherlock or something, but obviously it's a bubbler. It's got some more weight to it. Square mouthpiece on it. Just really follows the flow of our dry pipes and stuff, but it's a water piece. Holy shit. I'll tell you what, guys. I've been training for PuffCon. Dabbing, making crazy stuff, trying to be ready so I can sesh with everyone. My goodness, I might burn myself out before it. I'm going so hard getting ready for it. I gotta chill out. The clouds. from the fucking proxy, though. Holy shit, I'm sweating. Sweating from it. The previous generation didn't have as high airflow. I think it's because the channels on the newer one, on the silicone channels, there's like, it's just completely open. So you have like way higher airflow, which is nice for, you know, for me, because I like to make like aftermarket stuff for these. So like having that higher airflow gives us more options for his function and water pieces and recyclers. Stock, cap, a little bit higher airflow, chambers a little bit bigger. Light is a lot brighter. Sorry, I'm coughing so much. I'm dying. Like I got in this morning. I've been also, like always, but coming in way too early and just, you know, doing so much that right now, by the time we're at right now, I'm already like, holy shit, dude, what a day. But yeah, overall, the new proxy, I mean, clouds. I would say if you're going side by side with the older one, that's the biggest thing I notice is just like, overall, I'm getting like, wait, you guys saw that. That was like, that was a fucking dab. I'm still coughing from it. Like, I don't know how I'm going to do these three last ones. This is like the light work, this one. These three, like the gravity bong. Believe it or not, I'm dying. Oh my God. The gravity bong is not the worst of it. That one's actually not terrible. Because even though it looks intimidating, I feel like that inner chamber, it's like a limited amount of space. You just pull it up and it fills up to a certain point. And that's all that's going to go in there. When you're pulling through the hookah, it just keeps going. So, like, I can only fill the gravity bong up so much, and that's my hit. This thing, you just keep hitting it. It just keeps going. So, I'd say the gravity bong is actually probably, it looks intimidating and it looks cool on video, but it's probably the easier of the few to clear. I'll say that, and I'll probably throw up when I try to do it here on this fucking podcast. Maybe I got lucky the other day I did it. Because I did it a couple times. I was like, oh, that's not, like, terrible. Like, I'm thinking that at the event, we're going to have to put a hose off the top of it, though, so people don't have to, like, get over this thing, because it's, like, a huge piece of glass. Like, it just, you know. It's crazy. I can't wait. That's probably going to be the next one I do. But, man, I'm excited for the drive out. We're definitely going to film some content on the way out to PuffCon, do, like, a little YouTube thing. We'll, like, probably edit a little video together after PuffCon so we can show our trip out there and all the silliness and shenanigans, along with filming some stuff while we're there, if we can. You never know. Like, how I'm looking at it is, like, if our booth is busy, then we're all just going to be hustling, just doing our best to take care of everybody that wants to talk to us and wants to try stuff. Cool. If it's not busy, then we can spend our time making videos and just, like, whatever, figure it out. But I'm sure there'll be people there. Videos I've seen in the past looks like there's a lot of people there, but I don't know what to expect because I don't really get out of my studio much. I'm usually just here, you know, making content, blowing glass, taking videos of the glass. That's the making content part. So for me, like, this is like kind of out of my element, I guess I would say, like, going to this event. But we're hyped up. And like to like go somewhere with the whole team, stay in a house and stuff. I'm, like, smoking hash with all these people. This is going to be, it's going to be crazy. I hope I meet, like, a lot of people that are just as excited as me about silly, these absurd, unnecessary pieces that we're bringing. Because you never know. You know, maybe, like, the main group of people that buy Puffco products, like, don't even, like, see my work, maybe. Probably, honestly. So, like, they wouldn't even, like, know that this is going to be there. Or maybe they wouldn't even be interested in trying it because they'll be like, dude, I'm not trying to get that stoned. Like, I'm trying to go see the alchemist later. Like, and then I'm over here with my crazy contraptions and be like, who wants to do this weed through this? So, yeah, I hope I'm not, like, that's one thing I'm also, too, trying to be like, well, maybe people will think it's cool, but they'll be too intimidated to try any of these things. They'll just, like, look at it and be like, sick. But I said that and then, like, my wife and other people on our team brought up that at Tetra Lounge, like, everyone wanted to try the crazy shit, and they only wanted to try the crazy shit we had. They didn't even want to try the regular stuff. Like, well, there was people smoking the regular stuff too, but we had like a line of people wanting to rip some of our wild pieces we had set up. So I'm hoping that it's a similar vibe, and hopefully we can make a bunch of memories with a bunch of new friends and stuff and show people all of our work that we're doing here. Because me and the boys, like, we're all working so hard. We all, like, it's so crazy to be working with a group of people that all believe in this thing now. And I've been touching on this point over the last few months on the podcast, but it's really, for me, it's like this like profound thing where I'm like, what the fuck, dude? It's so crazy. Like, you guys believe in the thing? Do you guys believe in this thing? That's crazy. I'm stoked. Like, because I believe in it too, but like, I believe in it because I see it in my mind. Like, you guys must like believe it in your own way. Like, so like Bear Mountain's affected them in their own way. I don't know. Again, I like to over-romanticize things. It's just part of my personality. But to me, that's what makes life and things so special, is if you can over, you know, romanticize something as simple as just like a group of people going, yeah, dude, sounds like a cool idea. Let's try to do that together. To me, I'm like, oh my God, dude, this is the craziest thing I've ever experienced. Like, and there's days where it's like scary and overwhelming, obviously. Cause it's not, I mean, any business has got its challenges, but if you can see past that and see the special thing is like when you have people that have skills and knowledge that they could take anywhere else, but they like really think this is where it's at. Hell yeah, dude. Like, no one's stuck here. Like, all the people that work here could do anything. They don't need to be here with me. They can do whatever they want. Smart, intelligent, skilled people. But they want to be here to help, which is like so cool. We literally wouldn't be going to PuffCon if it wasn't for fucking Turner. Like, having him here, like, Cass and I, there's no way we'd be able to organize going to PuffCon and manage all this stuff. Like, Turner, he's designed the whole booth. He does everything. Like, it's crazy. Like, truly, like, if it wasn't for these new people, Bear Mountain Studios might have stalled out at a certain point, because my wife and I are spread so thin trying to do so much. And I knew that years ago, that if I wanted this to really develop into my dream idea, that like it couldn't be just up to me. There had to be other people here on the playing board that were part of it, that made this keep going. Even on the days where I was tired, they'd come in. And on the days they were tired, I'd come in. We would just help each other achieve more and build something cool. So it's a fun thing. I'm grateful I get to experience it. Now that I've recovered from that, Dad, pretty much, we'll start kind of prepping up the gravity bong. I'm thinking, I wish I could kind of hit it with the whip, which I have a whip right here I probably could throw on the top of it, but I've never tried it, so it might be fumbly. But maybe not. Maybe that's the fun of the podcast, so it's the fumbling and seeing me try to figure out, for the first time, hit something. Because essentially, I would fill it with smoke, then I have to take this off. They'll have all the proxies in it, and then I would have to take this whip and fucking put it on there. And then lower it and pull the smoke in. So I don't know what's going to be easier or harder. And, like, obviously, if I hit it normal ways, I'm going to have to stand on the chair. Because, like, that thing lifted all the way up. Like, so maybe I have to hit it with the whip. Because it's sitting, can I lift it pretty much all the way? Yeah, but then it's, like, switching all that. I have to stand up for a minute. And then I could sit down and then hit it. It's probably the way to do it. So we're going to try it with the whip, because realistically at PuffCon, we're going to have it set up, not with this whip set up. We're going to build one for it with different hose. This will be different hose on this one too, like a looser hose and all that, so that it's just easier for people that want to try it to hit it. It's not like a whole thing. Like, we'll handle it. Like, we'll pull it up, fill it with smoke, and then we'll hand you the whip, and then we'll lower it so you can experience the proxy gravity bomb. So let's get these all filled up. I got a bunch of them. Damn, the steamroller's already loaded. Should I just fucking hit this? Damn, dude. You know, that's easy to just pop them out. Let's try the gravity bong first. Because I know how the steamroller works. I know I got that. But I'd rather try the gravity bong when I'm not as, like, stony. Because after I hit the steamroller, it's going to be pretty much like, I'm going to be there. It's going to be... I've had so many interesting people reach out that want to, like, link up in LA, and I'm like, damn, I don't know if I have time to, like, I'm going to be sleepy too. And me and my wife really like to just go back and eat some food and watch a movie. Like, we're such, like, homebodies with stuff that, like, people are like, oh, like after this, come out to this thing, go to this club. And I'm like, brother, that sounds so amazing and nice. And I wish I had the capability to do that. But I was thinking that if I had enough leftover hash and if I charged a couple batteries before I left PuffCon, I could go to my Airbnb and I could smoke hash and eat food and watch Netflix. I was thinking I could do that too. That's probably what I'm going to do. And you know, my wife is kind of like, oh, you don't want to miss out on things. And I'm like, honey, I'm not missing out on anything. I'm doing exactly what I want to do. That's life. The idea of missing out on something is having some sort of idea of what my life should be based on someone else's life. So I'm just going to do what I like to do, and that's my life. I like to be with you. I like to smoke hash. It's pretty simple. I mean, we don't need to overcomplicate it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, it's very simple. But either way, again, too philosophical, but in a dumb way, and over-romanticizing things. It's my nature, but I like it. Oh, look, sweet. There's actually hash in a little couple of these. Sweet. That'll make it easier. I'll probably top them off, though, because looks like whatever activity I did with all of these the other day, I didn't finish my dab in a couple of these. But we'll top it off. Because, man, like, I've had these new proxies for, like, a couple weeks, and I haven't been allowed to post anything. And I realize how important posting my findings is to what makes me have fun every day. And I haven't been able to post any of this stuff. And yesterday I posted my first video of it because I got the green light to, because they finally released it. And you know, I my golden retriever fucking energy, like I get too excited, and then, you know, people that are funny that I like online will call me out for it, and I'll be like, damn, you're right, dude. That looked a little bit like an ad or something. But PuffGo didn't pay me to advertise their new proxy product. I'm just excited to have a new toy to smoke weed through. I made a new like style like recycler, and I was excited to show it off. And I rewatched my post, and then I saw, and then like, because I read a comment and I rewatched my post, I was like, damn, dude, you're right. Fuck, bro, whatever, dude. And then I was like, dude, I just got excited. That's to be real, like I was just too excited, and I was just showing all the cool things, and I was talking about the proxy, and it was authentic, but in a way where like it could be perceived as like some sort of paid ad, but it wasn't. I was just hyped up. You know, I get like that. And not that I wouldn't like help people do advertisement stuff if it meant it helps like the boys here and like the company grow or something, but like that's not what's going on, guys. I'm just excited about shit. People send me cool products to play with, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm grateful for that. Like, I'm always like, oh, you're gonna send me some shit to play with? Like, let's fucking go. Like, I'm always like, is it like, do I get like a discount or how much does it cost? And they're like, no, we'll send you some stuff. And I'm like, dude, fuck yeah. So, and I've even had companies be like, well, how much do we have to pay you for this post and this and that or something like that back in the day? And I'd be like nothing. Just like, send me some shit, dude. Like, I just want some cool toys to smoke through and play. Like, I'm just like, I'll make my money. I'll work hard and I'll make some art and I'll sell it. Like, I got that. I got my own way of doing it. But if you want to send me some cool shit that I can smoke weed through, but we can do that. Okay, I have not tried the Gravity Bong with the new proxy, though. I've only tried it with the older ones. Still worked great. Got nice and milky. But I think this is going to be even more so. I'll probably have to speak up a little bit when I'm standing up just to make sure you guys can still hear me clearly. But I might be able to move at least just the mic. Yeah, we'll be close enough. Okay. Let's see here. I'm going to stand up right here. I'm going to move this more in this center here. Move that right there. I'm sure y'all can hear me just fine. Okay. All right. Let's see if I can do this, okay? Because I'm telling you right now, it ain't easy. All right. So I'm going to load this thing up. I'm going to take it out. Grab the whip. Okay. Got to have a game plan, you know, guys? It's important. I'm going to get these all set to the proper setting. This thing's fucking heavy with all these in here.
Holy shit, dude.
Where are you going, little hose? Yeah. I'm kind of nervous, to be honest with you guys. This is intimidating. But this is why we got to run tests. So that we're ready for PuffCon. So they're ready to share our findings with people. And if there's other scientists there that want to run the same test to make sure that our findings are accurate, we will have all the stuffs there to do the experiments needed. So that if you need to run the same test to confirm our findings, you can do that at PuffCon. It's all about just research and experiments. And that's really what that's it. Let's see here. Set these to white. That way we get the most smoke possible. This one's got a special setting on it because it's the first one I got. These other ones are just stock settings right now. Okay, I'm gonna take a sip of coffee. I believe in me. I believe in myself. The first time my wife saw the video of me hitting this on my story, she said she almost threw up. My wife likes smoking weed, but she does watch some of the things I do in question. She goes, what is he doing? And that's fine. That's fine because we're having fun. We're almost there. We're buzzing. It's the last one's got a buzz. Want them all to buzz because that rhymes. But you want to be able to fill that smoke up evenly. Okay, that final one. All right, now we're going to go. This is where it's gonna get tricky. This is where it's gonna get tricky. Then we got the whip. Oh no, I'm losing some smoke. There we go. See, that's not bad. And here's why. really not bad. I would say the other ones are more intense because the smoke is just keeps coming. This is like we're filling a bag and then hitting it. But it's so fun. You know, it's nostalgia. It's most people, at least born before 2000, had the opportunity to either see or hit a gravity bong. Not everyone hit one. I've been places when I was younger and I wasn't really smoking weed at that point. And I'd see people hitting one and be like, that's crazy. They're always made out of various items. Or you hit it out of the bathtub or the pool or whatever. You just build it in your house a couple soda bottles. You know, someone had one. And like I said, most people my age have either seen one or hit one. So to do a modern like take on it with like expensive real material, like all made out of boro and like fitted joints and stuff. My god, it's fun. And we thought, especially this was our boy Pat's idea here at the shop, Patty No Bridges. he was like, dude, we gotta do a gravity bong. I was like, all right. Oh my god, I'm sorry. You know, again, like I said, the last couple of weeks of training have been taxing. I plan on after PuffCon to start drinking water and stretching and maybe take one less dab a day. We'll see. At least water. Maybe one less coffee. I don't even. Doesn't matter. Either way, we're going to be bringing some classic nostalgia style pieces like the gravity bong, the steamroller, a hookah kind of thing. Also, a giant bong. So a bunch of classic stuff. But then we'll also have like all of our like, you know,
traditional and classic Bear Mountain stuff. And, you know, so that way it's like, I look at a lot of these style pieces as like a fun stepping stone to introducing someone who doesn't know about our work, that doesn't even know about the glass scene so much and doesn't really care about heady art, but they might be like, oh, I know what that is. It's a gravity bong. That's a big bong. And they walk over and start learning about the work. And then all of a sudden, this is a new person that's kind of like educated a little bit about the glass scene. And to me, that's like what my goal is there too, is to really just show people all the fun stuff we're doing, show them there's a wholly different, totally different aspect of the smoking culture. Because as much as everyone watching this probably knows every glassblower and follows them all and knows all the things, you're a rare breed. Most people out there that smoke weed don't even know that there's pipes that cost over $1,000. I mean, they wouldn't even believe me if I told them there's like pipes that I've made that the material costs alone are like a couple thousand dollars, and just like labor and prepping it before I even make anything with it. Just like the time that like my guys will have into color prep and pulling down tubing and cutting it all. It's crazy. But if you want to make art with rare, expensive material, art's going to get expensive. Holy shit. You know, the gravity bong did get me. The cloud wasn't as thick as like a regular hit. But I'll tell you what, I feel it. Man. You know, a couple of my guys on the team no longer smoke weed because they're all grown up like me, but I still smoke weed. But they just don't anymore. So I'm just, it's honestly so nice that they're coming. So just in case, if I get completely greened out from like doing dabs with my internet friends, there's some professionals there that can tend to people, and they'll be like, Evan is like, they could even like translate for me. You know what I mean? Like if someone's like, I don't know what he said to me and I don't want to be rude, 'cause like, I'm excited to like be here and meet everybody. And then my guys will be like, no, I'll tell you what he meant. 'Cause I'll tell you what, I do smoke a lot of weed on this podcast and all day, but there comes a point around 2 p.m. where when anyone I talk to, I tell them, I'm like, hey, like, I don't know what is happening right now or what I'm talking about, so just ignore me because I'm tired and I'm definitely a little stoned and I didn't eat food today, so I'm just confused. Because people will try to hit me with information at like 3 p.m. and I feel terrible because I'm like, I don't know what you're saying. It's like one ear out the other right now. Like I have no way to absorb. My only bandwidth I have is if my wife or daughter calls me. Anything else, I can't even right now. Like, you know, but maybe that's because I'm at about 12 hours into my day at that point. It's like once you've been anywhere for 12 hours, think about being in a car for 12 hours. Being anywhere for 12 hours, even if it's comfy and fun, you get tired. You could be doing your favorite thing ever for 12 hours like I do all day. But I'm still tired after 12 hours. And that's where I start becoming delirious. The 12 to 16 hour, that last 4 hours there, and the 16 hour day, if I do my full day, whew, that's a weird time. But things get done. Things get fucking done, dude. Damn, that thing got me stoned, dude, for sure. I don't know what to go with next, if it's like the hookah or the steamroller. Like, I don't really know what I'm ready for. Like, I don't really feel ready for anything. Oh my gosh. Like, I'm nervous to talk to so many people at PuffCon. I'll just be real with the podcast people. Oh my God, Patrick, you are so loud. I love you, but you're so loud. My goodness. You guys probably can't even hear him, but it sounds like he's just screaming, and I love him, but he's just, that boy. Either way, I'm nervous if it is really busy to talk to a lot of people. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm a very social person and I do really well at events. But for some reason, this one has me feeling nervous. I don't even know if California is a real place. I've never been there. Like, I don't know. We have a hash sponsor, I guess. It's because we got to make sure we have Terps at the booth to serve everyone. I figured everyone would bring in their own hash. which I'm sure everyone is bringing their own hash, but there's going to be a lot of people that expect if they're coming up to your booth that you'll be able to provide them the ability to taste test something for free. And I'm like, hell yeah. But I didn't realize that. Luckily, Puffco, they want us there so bad and they care so much that they're just bending over backwards and making things work for us. And maybe it doesn't feel like that for them because they're so organized and professional that for them to execute ideas and get it done is just another day. But from my perception, I'm like, these people have such bigger things going on and they're going out of their way for little old me, you know, little old Bear Mountain Studios, dude. It's just cool. And it kind of makes me nervous though, because I'm like, there's like people that are very successful that see all this, like, I don't know, like value and ideas with us. And I'm just like, I don't know, man. Like, hopefully I don't fucking fail and miss an opportunity or something. I'm trying real hard, but you know, it could be better with communicating. I'm so bad with communicating. Dude, it's crazy. You wouldn't believe how bad I am with communicating. Like, I would leave. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people would, but legitimately, like, if a high level politician or a famous person or even like St. Rogie's Joe Rogan fucking hit me up or something, I would probably accidentally, not meaning to, but read it and then not reply. I don't mean to do that. I do it to everyone. I do it to my mom and dad, too. I'm bad about it. I don't know what's wrong with me. You know, my wife's like, oh, maybe take one less dab. And I was like, you know, I will when I'm at home. But if I'm at work and I'm standing for 12 hours a day, the terps. But I agree. It could be a side effect of working so hard, being so responsible that I forget things sometimes. Could be that. I was forgetful before I started smoking weed, though. I've always had kind of a problem with stuff like that with my brain. Don't know why. What can you do? Maybe I hit it too many times as a kid. Too many wipeouts. Hit too many pebbles on the old skateboard. You know, flip back on too many stair sets and smack the old noggin on the ground. You know, that will do it to you for real. I don't think I have. See, any of that going on. I'm just joking around, but if you hit your head enough, it definitely makes feel like your short term or maybe long term or just brain function weird. Or it could be all the hash. Either way, my point is this was my personality before hash. I think what cannabis has done for me big time is giving me the ability to just function and live. Because prior to it, I was not in a good spot just from, you know, just circumstances of like certain medical shit and just life stuff. And it seemed to just solve everything. And I didn't wake up the next morning with a headache or any issues. So I was like, okay, that made sense for me. Now, not for everyone. You know, some people can take a bunch of pharmaceuticals and figure out the right remedy through all the different mixes and they can live a really good life. I just smoked weed and I was like, oh, wait, like everything's good now. Like we're good. And anything that's not good, I can have the tools to learn how to be okay with it, because that's part of life, is just accepting things, because there's things that happen you have no control over. So like, not only was it medicine for my actual physical body, but mentally I was like, this is giving me tools I didn't have before. Giving me the ability to see more than just my own problems and realize that this is just existence. It's how it is, you know, just being human. But let's take another dab. Enough of me ranting about stuff that doesn't even make sense, because that does happen, but it's how I avoid taking that next dab. Because sometimes these experiments we're doing here and these things that we test out, it can be taxing. It can be a lot of work. Now, what's fun about this hookah, at PuffCon, we'll have mouthpieces. Currently on the hookah, I have a joint on the end so I can put it into a rig. It's just a 10 mil joint, but you could like hit it with your mouth or whatever. At PuffCon, we'll probably just have mouthpieces so people hit straight through the hookah. I've been enjoying hitting it through a rig because it's so absurd. It's like this whole, I'm going to move some shit so you guys can see it better when I hit it and shit, but like, it's like this whole separate building size fucking piece of glass next to me. Also, I really like it off the dry piece too, like hitting it off a Cavalier, you know?
But I feel like I get bigger hits when I put a water piece on the end because it creates a higher vacuum on the piece, which I can basically, I can pull harder. It like increases the amount of vacuum and pressure I'm creating inside the piece. And I don't know if that's true, but it's what I've experienced. So that's just, that's how I can say, cause someone might go, no, you should be able to get more pressure without an extra layer of water, but I'm getting a higher vacuum and more smoke when I hit it through like a water piece and everything. But with four people pulling on this thing, dude, it's going to be just nuts. It's cloud. Like you get, it goes forever. That just feels nice. And also too, I can just put it on the table as well. You know, that's kind of the, one of the fun things. With this, you know, toss around the old table. That's perfect. I can slide it over a little bit too, so it's easier to see. Are we good, Aj? Are we on? We're fully on camera? Okay, cool. Well, I think everything's loaded up. Man. This is going to be it for me today. I do have to hit that steamroller, but after this podcast, nope. Not smoking anymore today, at least till my wife at night before we go to bed or play some World of Warcraft is like, do you want to take a dab? And I go, well, yes, madame, I do. And then we'll take a dab. But, man, this was, prior to this episode, our Patty No Bridges made a comment. He was like, oh, so you're going to take like 12 dabs on this episode? And I didn't even think about that. I was like, I need 4 dabs. Usually I try to have 3 to 4 dabs per episode, like things kind of planned out so I can have some cool stuff to show, like function and just talk about glass and go on rants, because that's kind of what this is. But I didn't think about that, you know? I didn't think about that. And now I am. And now I'm like, I don't think the steamroller counts. And not steamroller. I don't think the gravity bong counts. I think that was like fun. It would get an, it would put a normal person in a panic attack for sure. But like for me, just because I'm drinking coffee all day, or basically I'm smoking weed all day is what I'm saying. I think I'm just like used to it. And I like, I think the clouds from like this or even like the steamroller are a lot more aggressive. So let's heat this up. Let's make sure all these are set to the right. No, we need it on our party setting. There it is. Because everyone's like, hit it on rainbow. So we'll put it on the rainbow. Oh. And we got 4 of them on here. You know. Now we're warming up. We got 4 Peak Pros with 3DXL chambers on rainbow. Maybe about a half gram of downshift from green dot throughout the 4 Peak Pros, I would say. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's all 4. Let's make sure all of our caps are fully on. We're good. All right. I'm scared. Strong, powerful. You know, this one is a little much for just little old me, I would say. Zip Herder Jail. I'll tell you what, I should have just hit him on fucking white, not this rainbow mode shit, dude. It's just crazy. It's too much. It's too much, dude. This is, that's.
unless it was like a partner challenge, as intended, should be on rainbow mode. But little old me, oh my goodness, should have just hit it on white or green or red. It doesn't matter. Ooh, that's a lot. That's a lot, you know. What's the point? What's the point? I get a lot of those from people when I post this shit. And I'm like, come to PuffCon and I'll show you what the point is. You know, there is no point. That's the point. Oh my God. It's just fun. We're just having fun. You know? Do you know how, like, not fun the internet is nowadays? Have you guys been there? Have you gone to the internet? It's not fun. It used to be fun. We used to have E-Bombs World. The worst thing we'd have on the internet is fucking Rotten.com and AOL chat rooms that definitely were just a bunch of 14-year-old boys pretending to be lesbians. Better times. The point is, we're just trying to have fun. I make these stupid bongs to have fun. There's a lot of ways to have fun. This is how I do it. And the internet is not super fun anymore. So if I'm going to put anything on it, it's going to be what I see as fun. And hopefully it is. Even if you don't smoke weed, even if you're like, this is stupid, this is drug abuse, fine. Justify your whatever. Be stoked about it. Be like, yeah, I'm right. I don't care. Or be hyped. Be like, this is so funny. I don't smoke weed, but this is stupid. Good. Just, if there's anything I can do is post something that I think is fun with good intent. And hopefully that vibe just kind of ripples out from there. Again, I'll over-romanticize making a fucking Instagram post. I just, it's crazy. Oh my God. I hear my fucking dudes saying my name. I swear, dude. That's fine, though. Hopefully they're being nice and not being mean, dude, picking on me. I'm just kidding. They don't pick on me. I work with the nicest people. Oh my God. You know, that was just so much. But yeah, I make a lot of silly shit, everybody. I'll probably even have Turner clip part of this to explain, because there's so many people that see him and they just don't even... Everything's changed so much on the social media landscape and even within the own dark glass scene that, like, there's so many new eyes and so many people that have no context or why is this on the... Why are they doing this? Like, why the 30-foot bong? Like, why any of this stuff? And I'm just like, you know... Yeah, why? I don't know. It's fun. It's stupid. I think we can all agree it's stupid. But stupid can also be fun, funny, brilliant, whatever. But, you know, two things can be true at once. It also can remain stupid, which is why it's fun. Because you don't, it's like, we don't take ourselves too seriously. We, like, I feel like the work we make here just shows that. Like, we do, like, real high-end crazy art shit, but we also make some goofy shit, dude. Like, this whole episode, look at the stuff I'm hitting. Some of the stuff, though, it takes a lot of skill to make some of these things that may look simple incredibly hard. And then with the tools you need, the amount of fucking heat, the fire you need big-ass torches, dude. And luckily, we got them. Holy shit, dude. That is really, like, no fucking joke. I'm just like, I don't even... Hope everybody's going to be all right, PuffCon. Hope they're ready. I have to send the numbers over to fucking Puffco of how many units we're going to need in order to be able to have units charging and doing the challenges and swapping out. And I got the number back from the team and we ran the numbers again and again. And it's a lot. And I'm like, I hope you guys got like 60 units. Hopefully you got a bunch. I mean, we'll bring ours too, and then maybe we can reduce that. But I'd like to just have all fresh units there, so I don't have to bring all my units too. But I will. we're just trying to do something so different that there's so many variables. And like, I think Puffco like loves it though, that we're like, we're not just trying to just like set up a booth and just vend stuff. Like we're trying to like create some sort of experience that we can bring to other places and have this like 21 and older fun, like not only like flight or tasting booth, but another aspect of it that it's almost like 21 and older carnival kind of like thing, you know, something you'd see like they might do at like a beer festival or something with beer related stuff. Again, just trying to have fun and do silly shit. It's a story. That's all it is. Man. Wow. Well, that was a lot. I feel good that we talked about it, though. No, I feel better. That was crazy, though. For a minute there, I was kind of like, what did I do? What was I thinking? Like, when I leave this room after we do the podcast and, like, my guys already, like, they know already. Like, this is gonna, like, I don't do anything, but they just mess with me because they know I'm super stoned. They actually want me to, you know what it is? They treat, when I walk out of here, they almost like treat me like they want to get information out of me, like I'm like an oracle or something. They're like, they just start questioning me with weird shit, and I'm like so stoned that I like talk about it. I'm like, damn it, you guys got me. Don't talk about the pyramid. I don't want to talk about the pyramids right now. Well, I always do, but I can't because I have to get the glass done so we can go to the glass blowing event and hopefully sell enough glass to make it make sense. But either way, even if we don't, we'll make it make sense with just good vibes and good times. But fuck, dude, I just can't sit here and talk about pyramids all day, bro. Even though I want to, you know? Love that shit. All right, so let's get the steamroller loaded up. Oh my gosh, can't even talk. You know, again, this is a scheduled thing I do. This is not all the time. This is hard work. Even when I walk out of here, my guy Turner, he'll look at me, he'll go, oh, you're working hard, dude. And like some people might see that and be like, oh, he's being sarcastic. Like, oh, you're just smoking weed. You're not working. The rest of us are right now. But he's not, because he knows that this is actually hard work. And that's what I tell myself. Because no, he's actually told me that though. But it's so funny though. He's always like, oh, you're working hard, huh, dude? You're working hard today. Like when I'm smoking a lot of weed and making content, because I film every dab I do. And that's the truth, too, is that, like, I'm not just, like, if I'm just, like, smoking weed and chilling, that's, like, at home. If I'm here at work, like, if I'm taking a dab, it's being filmed for a purpose, and either I get the shot or I don't, or it works out or doesn't, lighting's right or it focuses or it doesn't. I don't post every dab I take, obviously, but the ones I take throughout the day here are for content to show how things function and show how I like to enjoy these pieces myself. Holy shit, dude. I'll tell you what. There's days where it does feel like a lot of hard work, though. Like right now. You know what the thing is, too? I don't even think I have to refill these proxies. I bet these fuckers got... I'm gonna check them. But I bet they still got hash in them. Because the thing about on the gravity bong, we might even make a bigger internal chamber for it. Because like right now we have 75 in there. We make it 90. It just fills up that chamber, and then there's still stuff left over. Let's see what we got here. Yeah. We have enough to clear it out on a steamroller. Oh, no, dude. Definitely going to throw up. No, I'm just kidding. That's kind of how I feel right now, though. It's going to be fine. Everything's fine. Super chill. Just a chill dab. Just a chill Puffco dab, you know, it's not going to be too hot or anything, it's going to be fine, you know, it's like, I think what I'm going to do at PuffCon is, like, let people know it's okay to be, like, scared or nervous, like, I'm like, listen, like, I'm out there every day doing this, dude, and I'm still, I get shaky when I'm stepping up to the plate and it's time to do another experiment. I'm like, this could be the one. We could really learn something here, or this could take me out. I don't know. But for science. At least that's what I tell myself. Oh, man. Aja. Bro. This is... I hope I can communicate with Aja after this so we can talk about stuff, catch up, talk about the podcast. Oh my God, I put that one in backwards. What's wrong with me? I'm figuring it out, guys. This is where, like, sometimes I'm like, man, I need, like, a weekly person or, like, a every podcast, like, a regular person that's just chilling with me that's, like, assisting me and helping. Because the 15 minutes of fumbling and missing dabs and, like reheating my my nail and shit, like, all that, like, that could be mitigated. We could, you know, do better, I guess. But either way, let me see if I can do this. All right, we'll leave these ones on. Oh, man, dude. White on a reheat is going to be pretty gnarly. But, you know, you never know till you, you never know till you try. Let's warm up this one first because this one's a longer warm-up. That's my... Oh, shit. Where'd it go? All right. I may need to just slightly slide this way. So the entire thing fits on a camera here. Man. Yeah. What a day. What a week even. What a time. I'll tell you what. I'm already coughing, dude. I'm scared. I'm already coughing, dude. This is going to be nuts. Not fun. No, it's going to be a great time. All right. Oh, there it goes. Fudge. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh. No, dude, I'm... I'm just really excited for PuffCon, man. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be so sick. I practice every day. You know, someday I'll be good at this. For now, I'm just going to continue to be the student. It's not about the, you know, it's about the journey, not the destination. I'll stay the student as long as possible. Let's remain learning. To achieve the master status is to be at the end in some perspectives. I have a tear coming out of my, it's going down my face. I have some really great videos of me hitting the steamroller. I should post them on my main feed. Oh my God, dude. Let's just do this. I had a great time today. This was a lot of hard work. Making all this glass. I'm not crying, but I am. I got assaulted by terps. Like, if... You know... If that's it. I got assaulted by terps, dude. Terp salt. Either way, great time. Good time. All green dot stuff. That was fun. I'm sorry. Wow. That was a lot. Okay. We're done, dude. We did this. Fuck, dude. Episode 177. Make sure you check out bmsglass.com. Sign up for that newsletter. That way you get updates on all of our upcoming drops and events. Check us out at PuffCon October 4th and 5th, booth 9. We'll have our four challenges there. There will be little badges for each one that you try. You're going to get a badge even if you try and you don't fucking finish it, dude, because it's just hard. We're just having fun, okay? We got enough badges, bro. They're limited, but we did the math. Like, we can only do so many people per day, so yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. Thank you guys so much for hanging out if you got this far. We learned a lot today. At least I did. Man, have a great day, everybody.